again. I'm Drew Wilder. It is your business. Business talk, straight talk. We do it every weekend at this time with Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors brings you our show, and we talk about business. And how are you today, Stan?
I'm doing well, Drew.
So the big Supreme Court decisions have come down, and everyone knows about the decision affecting colleges, universities with affirmative action. So the next step, is that going to be affecting businesses with another Supreme Court decision, you think, with affirmative action?
I'm not really sure. You know, I think that if you take a look at this whole affirmative action issue, so when you and I grew up, we really didn't look at the color of people's skin.
Right.
We were all very blind to that.
Right.
So what occurred is that life kind of went on. We knew there were issues when we applied to college that they, you know, wanted to give, you know, groups of people, you know, if you will, social engineering.
Right.
Trying to bring it along. But it, for the most part, it was very benign. It is what it is. So fast forward now to Obama takes office. And all of a sudden, I think he has undone all of the good of the last 100 years. He has really brought this whole issue of black and white to the forefront. And it blossomed into the BLM movement.
Yep.
And it's, you know, now we're to the point where everything is very, very black and white,
so to speak. Yeah, really, it's just mind-boggling that in 2023, the opposite, everything is the opposite, as we discuss on this show, but that everything is now a race issue. Every issue is like blacks, whites, Spanish. I don't think people really think that way. I think the government, the Democrats, make you think that way because it's more control. And it's the more chaos, the more control. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
I definitely agree. I mean, if you take a look at the with Obama, looked at Biden, you know, they're always trying to dumb down people. And they're trying to create this sense of that black people are being prejudiced against by white people. Mm-hmm. And the irony of the whole thing is that right now the fastest growing part of the population is the Hispanic
right.
group.
Huge and increases.
They, you know, they're completely lost from this conversation, and the whole affirmative action issue that went before the Supreme Court was really based on Asians.
Right. And that's what's not discussed. Well, the media doesn't tell you that part. Right. It was like, 4% or 6% of Asians were getting into Harvard when they represented 19% of the applicants.
Right. And everything is so orchestrated. It really, as I said earlier, I call it social engineering. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you in today's world, if there is a shooting mm-hmm. and it's by a white person, it gets all sorts of attention.
Right.
But if the shooting has occurred by, as just occurred in Philadelphia, a African-American who's a cross-dresser, you don't hear anything
right.
about it.
Right. And it's not just the U.S. They're burning down the country of France over the same.
Well, France is a little more complicated issue, and we really should take a closer look at France. You know, for example, there, France has is on their fifth republic since Charles de Gaulle took office. Mm-hmm. But unlike America, they don't have popular votes. Only the elitists are allowed to vote.
Right.
So what's happened is that they have taken in so many refugees from North Africa
mm-hmm.
that it's really changed the complexion of the society. Yeah. No different than what's happening in the United States with Mexico and mm-hmm. China and where all the countries these illegal immigrants are coming in. So anyway, going back to France and the same in England, they've brought in so many refugees that it's really changed the complexion of the country. Germany, the same thing. They've been bringing in people from Turkey since the end of World War II because they needed people to work.
Right.
But what ends up happening is that in time, the French culture, the British culture, the German culture all changes. And it has grown to the so much in France that they have all these people from North Africa living in what's called no-go zones. And the police never go in there to check things out. Well, the people now are revolting. They don't like Macron and the elitists.
Right. They want to get rid of them now.
That's right. They want to, they want to social, through social engineering, change the complexion of France.
Kind of like the U.S., right? They want to overturn the way this country's been run and just the whole principles.
Right.
Ironically, just celebrated July 4th. And I saw a survey that 65-70% of people in this country had no idea what the holiday is for. They thought it was for hamburgers and hot dogs. I mean, it's crazy. It's but I mean, with the, if the Supreme Court now, and I think it's a given that it's going to come down on businesses with affirmative action, all these diverse, everything that happened in the past 2-3 years, every big company having a diversity director, they're going to be out of work.
Well, it's already started to happen in many cases. You know, the one of the last people to turn off the lights at, you know, when they shut down these companies, like Christmas tree shops,
right,
is the diversity and equity coordinator.
Unbelievable. It's but now I've read in the last week, 60% of people in this country, according to the research that was in the Wall Street Journal, think that there should be diversity. Well, they were talking about for universities, that there should be a diversity program at universities. But if you ask the question differently, because I have a very good friend I just saw in Baltimore, and he's pretty liberal and a very smart guy, president of a pretty big company in Baltimore, and he thought it was a disgrace, as he said, that the Supreme Court had that ruling. So I said, but if I asked you the question, if your son, who's going to college in a year, if your son, he was brilliant, I understand, so it could be a true story, was qualified over a minority to get into a university or college, I mean, and he got turned down because he wasn't a different race, how would you feel about it then? Well, of course, he gave me the answer I wasn't expecting. He says, no, I still think a good percentage should be from minorities. Of course, I asked about reparations then. He wasn't for that, but yeah, so it's going to turn everything upside down with businesses. And how about the 40% of people that work at businesses that think that there shouldn't be a diversity program? Now, look, everything is going to be upside down there.
You know, as a business owner, when they're looking at hiring people to get the work done, they really don't look at the color of their skin.
Right.
They really just want good people that will do a good job. I mean, the big problem we talk about all the time are all these shootings in the cities.
Right.
And there's just so many illegal guns on the street. And, you know, we've talked about this for years and years and years. So what is fundamentally wrong in these cities, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, where there are so many killings? Yep. What is
happening there?
What's happened to the fabric in our society that we were having such tragedy? And it all seems to be within certain groups of the inner city.
Right.
I mean, we're having the problems in California where, you know, there's just so many homeless people living on the streets. You know, as you've mentioned, you have a relative who lives out there, and, you know, he's very matter of fact about it. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, he thinks it's okay. He says, that's the way it is. So I said, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's my my younger brother lives in San Francisco. He's, again, very liberal. I don't know if he thinks it's okay, but he just says that's the way it is. Maybe people feel powerless, that they just doesn't really matter how they feel because they can't make any changes with what happens.
Well, you know, everything goes through cycles. The question is, how long is a cycle? Is it 5 years? Is it 50 years? Is it 100 years?
Right.
And, you know, that's what we're really going through right now is, you know, for the last, what was it, 50 years, we had Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
And we had affirmative action. So we've gone through a cycle where, if you will, it's social engineering. Mm-hmm. And now that cycle is changing.
Right.
And what will be the ramifications? We don't know. We don't know.
No one knows.
But all I can say is that when you take a look at it, what's happened in the last 10 years is these politicians have undone so much of the good that has been accomplished with affirmative action over the years. Right. Now, you talk about the question somewhere with Roe v. Wade. Well, if you take a look at our workforce shortage right now is 70 million people.
Right.
Okay. How many abortions have there been in the last 50 years? 70 million abortions. One and one does not equal three.
Yeah. Didn't equate those two. But what no one's really discussing is, and me, I was trying to think, why would a school like Harvard want affirmative action? What benefit is it to them? And then the light bulb went off. It's all these scholarships, more money thrown at universities by the government. And that's a big driver, I think, of the price of colleges and universities going way up.
Again, it's social engineering by the government.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Supply demand.
Right.
More money out there supporting minorities that unfortunately can't afford the price of college, which is crazy to begin with, what they charge. So the government throws more money at them. So what do? They raise the price.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to really affect business as much as many, many people are predicting it will. I think business people want to just live and let live. They want to produce their products.
Right. They want the best person for the job.
That's correct.
But if they don't have the government telling them that they don't have to have the best person for the job because of affirmative action, probably a good thing for business, as long as you can find the people.
Well, the number one problem that all businesses face today are finding people to work. Exactly. You just every time you turn around, you just cannot find people to work.
It is I would say it's a crisis because we've been talking about this for months and it hasn't gotten any better.
So what's the biggest restaurant, fast food chain in the world?
In the world? Yeah. What is it?
Right now, what is the biggest?
McDonald's.
No.
No. Not McDonald's.
No, I'm surprised you don't know this answer.
The biggest restaurant chain in the world.
Fast food restaurant chain in the world.
Fast food. I don't know. I thought it was McDonald's, not Darden Corporation. Not Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks.
Subway.
Subway. That's true. Subway. I didn't think of them.
So how do they find their people?
They have a lot of Indian people who are hard workers, kind of like the Hispanic market. Very, very hard workers. But where do they get these people?
Well, they've brought them in from other countries.
And they're willing to work.
Right.
Yeah. And they're hard. They're very hard workers.
Now, I've just recently read that the number of manufacturing plants being built in the United States is astronomical. It's just off the charts. It defies everything you're seeing in the economy.
For manufacturing.
For manufacturing.
Really?
The biggest one is battery companies, building battery companies. Now, they're not all owned by American companies.
Right.
Some are owned by Chinese companies, and our government is funding them.
So if you don't let the immigrants into the country, what happens to all these people that are hard workers? Because it's not the Caucasian population that is as hard working, not from what I see.
Right.
And they don't want these jobs. I wouldn't want to run a Subway open. Well, I think they're open for breakfast now. So
everything, what I'm going to see, interestingly, is that everything, as I have said earlier, goes in cycles.
Right.
So now we're starting to see an issue where people have been at home for the past 2 to 3 years.
Right.
Will they go back to the office?
Doesn't seem like they are, because more companies are still doing remote work. I spoke to my friend Morgan Stanley. He was complaining yesterday. Said, I got to go back to work tomorrow to the office. So I said, well, how many days a week are you working at the office in New York City? Just two. So I said, really? So you're still at home 3 days a week?
Right. So they've gone to a hybrid type of workplace.
Right. So will that change? I mean, I would think it would have to someday.
I think at some point it's going to, because I don't think it creates a good socialization process for people at work. You don't get to know your coworkers. You don't get to tap somebody on the shoulder and say, hey, what do you think about this? I need some ideas.
Right.
I mean, we see the same thing with the kids. Today, If you have a child 25 and under,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they are addicted to their cell phone.
Yep.
They probably go into their room or the basement, and they'll spend 5 hours on that phone. They could be gaming. They could be talking to people.
Multitasking.
But that's their world. Yeah. And if you ask them, you know, to come sit at the dinner table, they're going to fight you because they want to continue to, you know, they want to eat their dinner in the basement. And it's a real problem. How do kids communicate with each other? They text.
Yeah, they text each other. Yeah, parents text their kids.
Crazy.
In the same house. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it sounds like my 20-year-old son. He hibernates down to the basement. I just noticed like a 14-ounce bag of popcorn, two of them I bought at Costco. They were both gone. I said, did you eat all that popcorn? He says, well, yeah, but it took me a week to go through it. I says, well, where were you? He says, well, I was down in the basement. So he goes down, hibernates in the basement, turns on the TV, and texts once in a while.
And it drives you crazy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I said, I can't believe you just ate 28 ounces of that popcorn. It's incredible. In 1 week, he thought it was good in a week.
So where is this going to go?
I don't know. It's kind of scary because this is the future workforce or lack of. So I don't know where it's going to go. Again, we're talking to Stan Sadlak. We're sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors. We do it every weekend. What's amazing is we get away with it, too. And we'll tell you at the end of the show how you can get in touch with Stan and get he's really your business coach. And you better call Stan. I mean, just all this chaos. I know, be walking down the street and some guy's going to say, hey, Drew, better call Stan. I says, I know. So, better call Stan. We'll tell you at the end of the show in just a few minutes how you can get in touch with him for a no-fee coaching consultation.
And don't text me.
And don't text Stan. Right. You don't give your text number.
No, I don't. I don't text. I won't text. I want people to talk to me.
Exactly. That's the old-fashioned way. I think you get more accomplished, the power of what you hear. I mean, it's what I do every day. You get instant feedback. You get the inflection of the person.
Well, and you're seeing more than ever the number of people who are not married.
Exactly.
And they're not even dating. They're 40 years old and they're not even dating. It's because they don't have a mechanism to go out there and meet people.
Right.
You know, they either do it on, I guess, Match.com. Yeah.
Or Tinder. Tinder's the latest one.
Yeah, that's how they're meeting each other. But they're just not getting married. They're right. Not having children.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's all part of the same conversation.
They just
There's
don't
no
talk.
Socialization out there.
Right. They're not going to a bar like in my day.
Right.
Not that I hung out at bars, but people did.
But that's what you did. You went out and you met people.
Right.
Or in the workplace, you met people. So if you worked at a big company and that has 5,000 employees, you go into the lunch area, you might see somebody you're interested in. You might.
Right. Well, at least you know what they're like and whether they can speak, what they look like.
Right.
But I was telling a client earlier today, actually, I was telling him, well, my daughter is dating a second guy that she met on Tinder. So he says, do you know what Tinder is? So I said, no, I don't know. She mentioned Tinder, and she met a very nice guy there. They dated for 4 years, and now she's with some other guy that they met on. He says, Tinder is like some sex thing? And I says, well, I don't think she's meeting these guys just for sex. He said, well, it's just scan left and scan right. I said, what does that do? He says, go on the app and just scan to the left, scan to the right. You just get rid of these people by scanning left and you don't see them again. So I said, well, that's great. It's like, you just scan left and you'll never see the person again? Like, what happens if you made a mistake and now you are interested in the person? He says, well, once you scan to the left, they're gone.
Unbelievable.
That's the world we now live in. But those are the people who don't really want to work. Well, I guess they're too busy scanning left and right. But, it's crazy. It's like, just affirmative action, I think, is just a continuation of all the major changes that are coming at us. Of course, Biden says, what were the words he said? It's not normal. Well, it's not normal because only the decisions were made 20, 30 years ago.
See, what to me was important about this cycle of change is related to the decisions that are coming down, if you will, the Democrats have always looked at the Supreme Court as another part of government.
Right. It's a political agenda. Right.
Right. It's a political agenda. It's almost like a legislative process.
Right.
And it's not. It's meant to be a very independent judicial review.
Right.
And they're just not going to give up on that. As I've said to you over and over, there's a cultural war going on of good versus evil. And, you know, some people will look at things as very evil that other people will view as very good.
Right.
But there is definitely people are not backing off. They do not understand some of the decisions that are being made.
Right.
And they're acting as if that the world is coming to an end because of what the Supreme Court decided.
Right. Because as you just said, they don't understand the process.
Right.
They don't understand the three branches of government. I think another thing I read is like 75% of people in this country could not name the three branches of government. It's all right. They think it's another political thing. And if they don't agree with it, expand the Supreme Court.
Right. They have no clue.
Right. Just
They want nothing more than to get rid of the electoral process that we have in this country.
Right.
They don't want the Electoral College. They want to just have a popular vote.
Exactly. And as we just celebrated the 4th of July, just a huge chunk of people in this country, the majority, don't understand what that it was all about, the Declaration of Independence. Right. They think everything should be the pop. It's all popular. And expand the Supreme Court, cram my decisions through. And if they're not going to go through, let's change the rules of the game.
Yeah. And I think as we, take a look at what's going on with in our society, I mean, we are building a lot of factories, but especially around here in Connecticut, every time you turn around, they're building warehouses. They're building distribution centers.
Right.
And frankly, some of them are pretty ugly. You know, they're 6-7 stories high.
Yep.
They have no windows. And when we go through the 20-year cycle of their built-in obsolescence, what's going to happen to these big old buildings?
Right.
Are they going to bulldoze them? Are they going to be like the malls today? What are we doing with all the malls?
Yeah, right.
How are we rejuvenating them?
Yeah, they're putting a fun center on the outside of the what is it? The I can't think of the name of it. The one down in Milford, Connecticut. There's a huge fun center outside. They're probably bringing inside when the winter hits. But they are putting doctor's offices inside malls or putting Jordan's furniture in one. It's like, different
world. They're trying, but they're just not getting a lot of cooperation from the various towns.
Right.
And I think that's the Connecticut Mall or whatever it is.
Yeah, Connecticut Post Mall. That's right. There's a big fun park outside there.
Yeah, they're having a very difficult time trying to come up with proposals to rejuvenate it. But so as we grew up, there were factories all around Connecticut, Massachusetts that closed.
Right.
And they moved down to the Carolinas.
Right, exactly.
And then from the Carolinas, they moved down to Guatemala.
Yep.
And then from Guatemala, they moved to Thailand. From Thailand, they move to China. But in the wake of everywhere they go, they leave a disaster. I mean, if you go down to the Carolinas, you'll find empty factories just like you found in New England.
Well, that's what happens. You make a quick decision and then bang, everyone leaves town and you leave an empty building.
Right. And that's what's going to happen here with all these distribution centers.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why we need so many distribution centers. Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
And at the same time, Amazon keeps building these distribution centers. They keep laying off people.
Right.
So
something's not right with that picture.
Where are we going with it? And, we're in a difficult part of our economic cycle right now. For example, Christmas tree shops going under.
90 stores down the drain. Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
And we take a look. Bed Bath & Beyond. Gone.
Yep.
Sears. Gone.
Yep.
They say what killed Sears is they sold off their credit card business,
right.
The catalog business,
right.
If you will.
They're going. David's Bridal closing all their locations, and now Overstock, right, with the website of Bed Bath & Beyond. I guess that's more valuable to them than the real estate is the website,
right?
And that structure. So what's going to happen? All these companies closing, and
well, that's what I keep asking all the time. It just does not make sense. I mean, we look at certain industries like Tesla or Twitter or Facebook. They seem to be hanging in. They're okay. But there's really not a lot of value there. I mean, how do you value it?
Yeah, I don't
know. There's no brick and mortar. It's just, licensing agreements.
Right. Well, now you look at Orleans, Massachusetts. There's a huge Christmas tree shops. It's like the pillar of a community. Right. And I kept thinking, wow, when they close within the next few weeks, that's just going to leave a hole in this town. That was like the midpoint.
Well, the people who founded that, you know, they sold out years back
right.
to the hedge funds.
Right.
That's what I keep saying.
Yep.
The hedge funds are killing America.
Yep.
They suck the blood out of every industry.
Yep.
And it ends up having to be shut down. I mean, take a look at Cabela's. Cabela's sold out to a hedge fund. Yeah. They got all of their money sucked out of there, and they sold off the credit card business and ended up being taken over by Bass Pro Shops.
Unbelievable. Same with Bob's Discount Furniture. Bought by a big, you don't hear them anymore.
They're coming back.
Are they?
And Eastern Mountain Sports, owned by the same hedge fund.
Ah.
And now they went through the bankruptcy, but they're starting to make a comeback.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In fact, in Manchester, in the mall there, what used to be Dick's is now our new company.
Yeah.
The resurrection.
The times are a-changing, and affirmative action, I guess, goes with those changes. Interesting.
We just have to adjust to it, and we will. I mean, it's not going to really affect anybody around here.
Just hold on to your seat. Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors. Better call Stan. I mean, with all these changes and turmoil, and how did they get in touch with you, Stan, to get a coaching consultation?
Well, you can check our website. It's steeplechaseamerica.com. Mm-hmm. Give me a call at 860-524-3408. Or just, you know, email me, stan@stsworld.net, and leave a message for what you want to talk about or hear about.
And you've been doing this for many, many, many moons, long time, and there's no charge for your coaching consultation?
No, you're going to pay it.
I'm going to pay it.
Drew will pay for my time if you give me a call.
Just charge it. No, that's a no-fee consultation. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. If you are part of any type of business, 860-524-3408, or get in touch with Stan Monday morning if he doesn't get back to you, because I know last weekend he had several calls and may not get back to you till Monday. I'm Drew Wilder. It's your business. Business talk, straight talk. Better call Stan, and it's every weekend at this time. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
Take care of business, Mr. Businessman.